Hello, lovely listeners. This is a discussion of chapters 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we will begin with chapter 7, which is entitled The Semi-Attached Figure, which discusses how in statistics there are misleading factors in certain with certain missing information. It begins with an example of Nostrum, is that how you pronounce it? How Nostrum cures colds, but it can be published as that it cures all germs.
Yeah. It reminded me of like a saying my dad says, which is, with medicine you can cure a cold in a week, but without medicine you have to wait a week until it's over. And he says that, and sometimes he'll use like with medicine you can cure a cold in 7 days, but without medicine you have to wait a week. So you know, like, yeah, exactly. So like, it doesn't matter. It's like useless. And I thought that was like this because.
And I think a big part of this chapter was about how like you can prove something, but. Using something else.
Prove in quotation marks.
Yeah, like when we talked about, like, well, when the book talked about killing germs in, like, a test tube, it killed most of it, but they didn't actually say if it was the same on skin. So it was things like that where it's, you're basically saying it does work, but we don't know if it works on this specific thing.
It's this person was reviewing, like, a cancer thing, and they were like, this certain treatment killed cancer cells in a petri dish. Like, look, it's so great, it killed cancer cells in this petri dish. And the person was like, yeah, but so does taking a gun and shooting the petri dish kill some of the cells. So it's not like you're gonna shoot yourself forever you have cancer. So I think it's like people like tying like inconsequential things, like whether on purpose or by accident.
And there was another example which is a little bit different. It was talking about how more people get into car crashes at 7 p.m.
Seven p.m. and seven a.m.
Yeah. And the reason for that was just because more people are driving at 7 p.m. than they are at a.m.
Yeah.
So it's not really a statistic. It's just
like okay.
And there's more factors to it. There's the like, well, that it's dark outside and all this other stuff.
I mean, also like the fact that. I mean, really similar. They say that like 80% of accidents happen within 10 miles of home. But like, how often are you driving farther than 10 miles from your house? You know? So okay, like, yeah, but that's because you're just driving like 3 miles or like 2 miles or half a mile even to the grocery store. Like, especially if you live in a city, like, when are you driving 10 miles away?
I like the example of blacks versus whites and how they have getting jobs. I find it like interesting because like they they'll have a large sample of people, but they will do it in intervals, and it'll seem like people are being. In the end, it'll seem just like people are being racist.
Wait, was that in this chapter?
It doesn't necessarily mean that, because there are also other people who say that blacks just have the same opportunity as whites do in the workforce. So that's interesting.
It depends on the person you're talking to. That's what it is.
It's just like how they can hide certain little things and take it away, make it seem like everyone is giving this final opinion on. Whatever.
So that like whole thing is called like the semi-attached
figure.
And there's a lot of semi-attached figures, and I think that it's something that people try to use a lot, and it'll be like,
definitely.
I mean, okay, but and chapter 8 was called Post Hoc Rides Again, and that was about that was a lot about more of the same. And also how people will willfully try to find like a fact out of a solution to, like, a cause. Yeah. So, like, you have an idea and you have something, maybe a really good statistic, but then your conclusion is, like, really, really false. Or the writers won't make the conclusion, but they'll write it in such a way that the reader will.
Mm-hmm. Imply. And that was the whole, like, yeah, A and B basically. Thing that mm-hmm. was, like, B happened, and so A is following.
Yeah.
But A may have caused B. And that brought up the whole smoking thing that was, like, if you smoke, you have lower grades. But mm-hmm. they also said that, like, if you have lower grades, that, like, kind of makes you want to smoke then.
Or maybe it's completely separate. Maybe it's like maybe it's a culture. Maybe like kids who are okay with getting bad grades are okay with smoking, and kids who are like overachievers or whose parents put that in them as a good thing. Like
they're overgeneralized. So
like, you know, like I just there's like so many things.
Factors, yeah. So I feel like it's more so like factors behind these statistics, theory, I guess.
And this is where that comic was that I was going to show you guys and we couldn't load it. It's really funny. So, like, you know how, like, back, like, a while ago, like, right when cell phones, like, first, right when, like, we were in sixth grade and everyone had a cell phone for the first time, you know, like, or maybe, like, you didn't, but, like, basically everyone did. I had to share one with my sister. By the way, sharing a cell phone is terrible.
I had a first cell phone in
okay, yeah. But anywho, so they were saying that, like cell phones cause cancer. Like, because they were all by your ear, yeah. And they're, like, the radio signals. Yeah, so, right, and they were, like, look at this, like, blah, like, look, cancer has gone up since then. Yeah. And so this person was, like, critiquing that, and they made a comic. It's XKCD. I think Mr. Miles might even have showed it to us in the beginning of the year. I love XKCD. And it's, like, a graph since, like, the 1700s. Of, like, when they first discovered cancer. So, of course, cancer is then going up since the 1700s. Right, and then cell phones start in, like, 2000. And they're like, by this research, I beg to differ. Cell phones don't cause cancer. Cancer causes cell phones.
What?
And I thought that was really funny.
It's like, because of cancer, we have cell phones.
Yeah.
Basically, A and B are, there will be... there will always be a third factor.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's also, like, something we have to be careful about, like, when, like, we, because we're always, like, trying to make correlations between things, and, like, we should, I don't know, I think it's, like, a good warning, like, we can't, like, I don't know, when you're doing research projects and you're trying to come up with a thesis, and you can be, like, this is a thing, like, I know with my capstone, I was, like, trying to write the, like, this was a thing because of this, mm-hmm. and then I realized, like, no, like, I can't just say that. Like, I'm not, you know, like, I don't know. Like, just because they both exist doesn't mean that they're causal in either way.
Okay, this is chapter 9, how to statisticulate.
That's inappropriate. I was being nosy.
Yeah, so this chapter, I feel like, to me, it was more about another visual thing. Like, the first thing they really talk about is, like, the darkening shadow. Where they can use things like maps, where they can shadow certain things, and it looks like a lot, but then they don't actually pay attention to, like, a population, per se. Like, they could be covering, like, 30 states, but they don't pay attention to how many people are in those states, and then for another thing, they could shadow 2 states, but those states could be, like, have a big population.
Yeah. Also, I feel like a lot of this was talking about how, like, they were really being tricky, like, on purpose. Like, not just, like, I feel like in previous chapters, it was like, look, data, and now we're going to stretch it in some direction, or we're going to, like, make some generalization that's kind of, like, distant. But I feel like in this chapter specifically, they were, like...
All the pictograms.
Yeah, they were really getting, and the one about the family, I thought was the most ridiculous, like the fact that they could get away with like saying that the average family makes that much money. I was shaking my head, like, so okay, like I can see how like in a very like Spock kind of logical way, it might make sense, but at the same time, it makes zero sense because like they took the average like income, and like or the average income, and then they divided it over like. Everyone in the states, and then they like multiplied it by 4 because like the average family is 4 people, but like no, that's not how it works. Like, first of all, like
And then they had a picture later about, like, how to, like, how to have, like, this much money. Just, like, have 13 kids, because apparently they're all making money. Like, I don't know. I thought it was really stupid. Like, and then they could get away with that.
Another thing that I remember was,
And it took so much
remember
work.
Remember when, they were talking about how, they had a group of people, and then they had another group of people, like, an additional group of people, and then, like, they took the average out of that, and then they add the average to the other average, which is not correct, but that's what they said. And I was like, what?
Oh, yeah, with, like, the impressive statistics, they stood out more than, like, the ones that didn't really matter as much.
And I think that the big thing with this, that, like, it's not, like, people, like, this is people trying to be wrong. Like, this is people purposefully, like, not just, like, letting you, like, not even, not even just, like, letting you make wrong assumptions. Some of these are, like, they themselves purposely doing stuff that they were probably taught not to do, and then they're like, oh, well, like, I'm a sneaky reporter or something.
Is there any, like, legal thing behind what they do?
Well, the problem is, like, because, like, theoretically, it, like, might kind of work.
It's more of a moral thing.
It's like a moral thing. And it's like one of those things, like, if the public finds out, like, as they are, maybe it wasn't as big a thing as, like, you know, it should have been. But, like, when people find out about that, they're angry. But, like, legally, there's nothing wrong with what they did. They just made up their own way of doing it. They talked about how you have to publish what kind of statistic it is or how you, what method you used of finding something. Mm-hmm. And they made up their own method, which is ridiculous. And then they said that they did it under their own method, so that's legal, and that's legal. Mm-hmm. But it's still, like, not fair.
I mean, I was a little bit confused with this whole... There was a scenario that was, like, a per capita thing.
Yeah, that's...
Like, the family's annual income.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about, because...
Yeah. No, I mean, I know, but that's why I was a little bit confused, because I was, like... What would? Why would it be per capita as opposed to? Because
They're doing it wrong on
when
purpose.
They say family, they're saying per capita. Like that doesn't.
Yeah. And then also, like, the fact that, like, the more kids you have, like, the richer you'd be. When, like, actually, like realistically, I feel like families that have a lot of kids are probably not doing as well.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Like. Just, like, from, like, just in general, like, maybe not now, because I feel like most families now only have one, two, or three kids, but, like, like, my mom's, like, there were people that lived at the end of her street with 13 kids, like, and that kind of stuff didn't happen to, like, super wealthy families, or maybe it did, I don't know, maybe it's just, like, how I perceive things.
I don't, no, I agree with you, like, if you have more people to feed, then there'll be less money in the house.
And it also means that, like, your, like the mother isn't working, because if she has that many kids,
she's probably
staying home, like, honestly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they probably, like, are doing the hand-me-down thing, because that's ratchet, you know, to be buying that many new clothes. And, like, you know, like, I just, like, you know, like, when you think of, like the woman who lived in a shoe, like, you don't picture them all running around, like, little bow ties, you picture them kind of ratty. Because, like, I just, you know, I don't know.
Okay.
Also, there was the one later when they were like, oh, like, 187 years of publishing went into this book with, like, the little star. Mm-hmm. And it was just, like, JK, 187 is just the combined years. That's like saying that, like, oh, like, SLA is, like, 500 years old because the added ages of everyone in SLA, like, no.
This person's gone there for 4 years, so it's this person. Let's add it all up.
That's so foolish to me. Like, wow.
And people actually believe that.
And, like, they were able to do that.
Yeah. Alright, let's move on to chapter 10.
Alright.
This final chapter, which is chapter 10, is how to talk back to a statistic. How to respond to the ceiling.
I feel like this is mostly about, like, I think it really sums up the whole book, kind of, and how, in a sense, like, everything is kind of misleading, and is more of an assumption than anything else, and then, they're not really taking in, the facts of everything, so it's more like, what are the things that we're missing in these statistics, like, how did these certain kids grow up? How did
what average are you using, like, all this other stuff that you could be saying, but you aren't because a statistic sounds better if you say this.
And it was it was useful, like, they gave us those little things, so, like, when we're reading the newspaper, we can remember these questions, like, who says so? And they made a good point in that section about how, like when they say this study was done by these people, is that study, like, coming forward and standing behind the work, like, backing it up? Like, are they taking responsibility for what it is? Or are they just kind of like, yeah, it happened? Because, you know, like, if they're going to announce that it's theirs, mm-hmm. then it's going to be more right than if they're just like, someone did this in our name, but, you know, we're not that involved. And then the second question was, how does he know? And that talked about, like, you know, like, the methods that they use, and, like, mm-hmm. does that seem right? And then, like, and the last thing, yeah, exactly, what's missing?
What information is
being yeah, what's hiding behind all those? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they had that cover photo Feeling. There.
Yeah.
It's the cover photo.
Yeah.
That they colored his face in the cover. I saw that. I immediately recognized it. I was like, I get it. And I thought that those three questions were, like, pretty good for us to remember. And there were some more questions that they gave us to ask. I think it was, did somebody change the subject? But I don't know, I feel like that one was really obvious. It didn't strike me as much as the others.
This book, How to Lie with Statistics, has discussed lying with averages, types of deception, semi-attached figures, reticulation, and finally how to deal with all this deceiving information.
And the thing before you actually believe a statistic.
And this was Claire Elliott,
Tenzin Nalong,
Isabella Tonini,
and Kimberly Kayamsella.